Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, July 12th. I'm Tammy Trujillo, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The number of new coronavirus cases in LA County continues its upward trend. Public health officials reported more than 1,100 new infections yesterday. It's the third day in a row that LA County has seen at least 1,000 new cases. Last week, County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer said the numbers point to the continuing spread of the highly infectious Delta variant, which has been detected in more than half of the case sample sequenced in LA County since the last week of June. The Centers for Disease Control released new COVID-19 guidelines for schools last week, saying that fully vaccinated students and staff don't need to wear masks. The CDC does recommend maintaining other safety precautions like regular COVID testing and physical distancing of at least 3 feet whenever possible. Meanwhile, state health officials say masks will still be required for all in-person learning at California schools. A Southern California man's been arrested after being charged with joining the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol. KPCC's John Raby says the man was allegedly trying to impersonate a journalist.
Matthew Thomas Peirce is 45 and lives in Irvine, and the Orange County Register says Peirce was photographed inside the Capitol wearing a tactical vest and black helmet marked with the word press. But the FBI says there's no evidence that Peirce has legitimate press credentials or is affiliated with any news organization. When reached by the Associated Press, Peirce said he was in the Capitol as, quote, part of a legitimate news organization, which he declined to name, saying he's been facing violent threats. Court documents say that video shows Peirce entering the east side of the Capitol carrying a long black pole with what appears to be a recording device at the end and proceeding to the rotunda. The FBI says Peirce was identified by a confidential source who saw him on live stream video. I'm John Raby.
In the forecast, another extremely hot day today. Beaches near 80, mid-80s inland. San Fernando Valley expected to be in the high 90s. We'll see over 100 in the Santa Clarita Valley. The Antelope Valley could top 114. More than 50 elegant tern chicks that fell out of their nests on a barge in Long Beach will be spending the next few weeks being nursed back to health.
You know, unfortunately, these birds are so young that they're unable to fly. So once they fall off the barges, they're unable to get back up. And because they're not fully grown, they don't have the feather structure that we're used to seeing with a lot of our seabirds, which help them to be waterproof in the water.
Kylie Clatterbuck with the International Bird Rescue Center in San Pedro says they think the chicks in Long Beach may have been scared off the barge by fireworks or loud boaters. Elegant terns, that's their name, are white seabirds with long, narrow beaks and distinctive black feathers on their heads, the same kind of birds that were forced to abandon thousands of nests in the Bolsa Chica wetlands when an amateur drone crashed in May. Clatterbuck says the birds will probably need about 6 weeks of care before they've developed enough to survive on their own. That's how long they typically spend with their parents learning how to feed in the wild. Episodes of Jeopardy! Hosted by George Stephanopoulos begin airing tonight. Contestant winnings during his week-long tenure will be matched by the game show and donated to No Kid Hungry, a campaign of the nonprofit organization Share Our Strength. The group has a very simple goal, Stephanopoulos said, quote, they want to make sure every kid in America doesn't go to bed hungry and doesn't wake up hungry, unquote. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.